And I asked, there was a woman that had just left his lab, and I asked her if he was, you know, if there was a problem with women. She said, oh no, it was all me. So I joined the lab. It wasn't all her. He introduced me to the lab as a piece of feminine pulchritude. Not as a scientist. And it was an all-guy lab, and they were really hot stuff, and, you know, they weren't that great. So, you know, when they told me they made the best gels in the world, I don't know, it's okay. But, you know, that professor wouldn't talk to me. And things went a few months, I finally went to see him, and I said, you know, I need your help. You're a professor. You're supposed to be helping me. And he got furious, just totally furious. Said he didn't want to spoon-feed students. Fine. The guys in the lab started picking on me. We had desks with keys, and sometimes I forgot and left my key in the desk, and they'd steal it. And I'd have to go to the building manager and ask for another one. He'd say, this is the last one. You know what they'd do? They'd lock my desk and take the key. There was one guy, at one point I was the only one handling radioactive materials in the whole lab. And the sort of senior grad student in the lab wouldn't let me in his room, the lab he used, where all the microscopes were. None of that stuff allowed. And there was this really horrible grad student who would, he'd come in the morning, turn the light on in his room, and go to the union and have coffee. And if I turned that light off, he was furious, because there's no evidence that he'd been there, other than the fact that, you know, he never did any work, so. So that student would come up to me and say, are you handling radioactive material? Hoping I'd spill it, right?
Jeez.
And he would go around and do wipes. That's how you monitor if, you know, you've put it somewhere by accident. He'd do wipes intensely. It was not his job to do wipes, but he would do it all over the lab to try and catch him. This is postdoc that had been a salesman for a drug company and decided he wanted to go back to science. And as a joke, once when I did wipes, they took, the wipes were, take a little filter, you rub whatever you're testing, you put it into what's called scintillation fluid in a little bottle, with a screw top. They took a sample that was very, very hot and put it in the spot that I had labeled doorknob of our office. And they all sat around and watched and waited for me to freak out. And in fact, I didn't freak that much because I thought, that doesn't make sense. I'll do it again. I'll check again. Checked it. It was not that hot. And they all said, you should have seen your face when that, you should have seen it. You were going crazy. I know it wasn't, but it was, they wanted me to go crazy. And meanwhile, my advisor, I complained to him once about the students. He said, you know what you do to them, don't you?